Jacobs offered him a piece of burnt meat. You'll have to forgive my cooking. I found if you cook something long enough, it just tastes like burnt meat instead of, you know. Daniel accepted, taking a large bite before turning back towards the entrance, the look of guilt heavy on his face. He couldn't hide the feeling from his friends, although they all chose to ignore it. Still, the thought lingered in Daniel's mind. We should have tried. A voice called out from the cave entrance. Terrible bit of business out there, isn't it? Massacres do tend to be like that. Shame, really. Those folks seemed like good people. Four heads swung towards the source of the new voice, and four pairs of hands instantly scrambled for their weapons. A white-haired man in a black suit approached, easily bypassing the shield wards that had been placed over the entrance. Audrey frowned, wondering why her summons hadn't attacked the man on sight as soon as he breached the perimeter. Daniel wondered the same for his own wards. There could only be one explanation. The man was their level, or stronger, likely much stronger. With an easy laugh, the man raised his hands in mock surrender. His easy demeanor did nothing to quell the tension in the room. If anything, it seemed to increase their agitation.
The four of you need to calm down. I'm